Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My yard needs a ton of help. The best looking part is the garden gnome.
I told Linda she came to the right place. We have exactly what her yard needs.
Ace is the place where lawn advice is always free. And speaking of free...
Right now, during our BOGO sale, when she buys one select item, she'll get another designated item free. Like buy Scott's Weed and Feed and get Scott's Lawn Food free. BOGO offer valid on select items through April 25th. See participating stores for details and limits. Store stock only. Scott's bag covers 5,000 square feet.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And once again, Terry the Professor Keys, getting started right away. Second hour of Bucket Strategy Investing. We're getting things moving. I was going to say associate professor. I'll make you a full professor for today, Terry Keys.
Does that come with a pay raise?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you get to double the zero that I'm giving you now.
All right.
All right. You're back again, sitting in today for Professor Rick Plum. We're here in studio to talk about what's important to you, standing by, helping you out with your most pressing money questions, which means we've got lines open and which means we've got a lot of things to talk about this hour. Taking your phone calls as usual. I would get on board right now. You need to take part in the program. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We do take phone calls first, so get on board right now. Get your money questions ready. You give us a call. Emails, yeah, send those questions, comments, whatever, right here to us at wealthed.com. There's the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Brain Trust here, standing by for you in the form of Terry Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. We can help you out both on the air and off the air. You should keep in mind that the advisors at Lucia Capital Group can help you out with your own individual situation. They want to remind you of that as well. They sponsor this hour of the program. If you want a personalized bucket strategy, you get in touch with Terry Keys or the Professor of Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. That's their off-air number, 800-644-1150. They'll set you up with your own buckets strategy. They've got an entire network of Brain Trust advisors. They're ready to help you out. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. But on the air, hey, we've got every line open. What happened? A couple of folks hung up during the news. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Ask us your money questions. We'll get to some of these emails, too, because I know we got a lot of people that were had emailed us over the last several days, and we're getting a little bit behind, as we tend to do. So, myths regarding retirement. I was going to bring these up with Professor Plum, and I still may do that when he comes back, because I'd like to get his opinion. But your opinion is valuable in this, Terry Keys.
We'll see if there's any relationship between my opinion and his opinion. How's that? Any correlation?
Okay, I suppose so. These are actually in the forms of questions.
Okay.
And these have come, I've sort of gathered these over the months from people who have called in, expecting one answer and perhaps getting another answer altogether. And the first one has to do with being able to work until age 70. The question is, will you really be able to work until age 70? You know what people say? They say, well, you know, you may not have enough in retirement. You may not be able to retire when you want to at age 60 or 61 or 62 or 64. You know what the solution to that is, folks? All you got to do is just work a little longer. How hard is that? You know what? Work until you're age 70. To me, that's not always possible. What do you think?
I think I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I think it's not always possible, but I think it's possible more often than not.
Really?
Yeah, I would say probably 75 to the 80% of the people that want to work to 70 do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just a total guess on my part, but I mean, I just think back of all the people that I know that decided they wanted to. I can't think of a lot of stories where someone was just dying to work till 70 and they just weren't able to.
I would think probably somebody who is, more labor intensive kind of work,
My mom wanted to. She had to stay on her feet. She worked retail. She wanted to work till she was 70. So she did. She just didn't want to sit home. So she went into the mall, drove into the mall every day, stood on her feet. She did
until past age 70,
about 71 or so. And then she's finally.
Well, that's pretty good. Usually I've found I've found that people get tired of that,
a neighbor friend of mine, her husband retired. And she said, "No, I don't want to sit around and look at him all day. I'm going to go in." And she went in and she worked at a store in the mall too.
So you're saying that the answer to somebody who doesn't quite have enough, if they have to, they could work until age 70 or a little bit longer.
Another friend comes to mind. She definitely didn't have enough. She didn't have retirement savings basically, and she wanted to keep postponing Social Security, and she still wanted to have enough money to pay her rent. She worked till 70.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And then in our industry, the financial people, I know a lot of people that work till 75, even 80 in the financial industry.
I have known people who have done that. Yeah.
CPAs, tax accountants seem to work beyond 70. You know, that's the type of people. A lot of lawyers work beyond 70.
What I don't see are a lot of roofers. I don't see a lot of, you know.
I have an electrician friend. He can't wait to turn like 57. That's when he hits his magic number for his pension in the electrician's union, you know.
Now, if you have that kind of a pension, okay, that's good. That works. But there are people who just cannot afford to retire whenever they want to.
But hard laborers that work in the trades that are in the unions, they have pensions.
Right.
And you're right. You don't see those people working to 70.
No, you don't want, and I wouldn't want to see somebody doing that.
You know what they do? They do a side job once a week or something where he goes out and wires somebody's garage for him or something.
Exactly.
That's his form of retirement.
Okay, 877-PLANET. I got some more of these. We will take a couple of calls, but I want to get to a few more. There's the next one, which is one that I think is a lot of people get wrong, but we'll save that. So hold on. 877-PLANNER, our number, 877-752-6637. Let's move along to Al in Stuart, Florida, up next. Hi, Al. How can we help you today?
Hi, where it's very warm today, 83, 84 degrees, low humidity. It's beautiful down here in South Florida.
Wow.
This when you get that type of weather in Florida, this is their time of year.
It is.
Yeah.
And we have all the snowbirds down, and they're enjoying it and loving it.
Yeah.
And spending their money, and we love that, too.
Yeah,
There's nothing wrong with visitors as long as they leave some of their money there, right?
Right.
They do.
Not sure if you can help me, but no one seems to be able to answer my question, so
okay.
I don't know if you'll be able to answer it, but I thought I'd fire away.
All right, why not?
I was working overseas most of my life and in finance and for an oil company. And I didn't pay into Social Security, so I don't qualify for it. I didn't pay into Medicare, Medicaid. I don't qualify for it. I'm 58 years old. I'm on Obamacare. Obamacare is working very well for me. No problems there. But what I really need to know is, and no one can seem to answer it, and I don't know if you know the answer, but when I'm 65, I don't get Medicare, Medicaid. And some people are telling me I'll be booted out of Obamacare. I can't continue with it. And other people will say, well, if you don't qualify for Medicare, Medicaid, you can still continue with Obamacare. Do you know?
That's my understanding.
Which one, the first one or the second one?
The second one. My understanding is as long as you can prove that you don't qualify for Medicare, which is easy for you, that's what Obamacare is for. And it's just like anyone that doesn't have health insurance prior to that age. That's why it's there as well. So, but I've never called any government source and asked them that. But my understanding is, it doesn't matter how they're not going to just. There's not this certain segment, small segment of society that just has no option for health insurance. So I think you do.
Yeah, I think that's what the law actually changed, which was now the Medicare is available, but you would just have to pay quite a bit for it.
Yes, that's what I would heard. I would be booted out of Obamacare, and I'd have to go to. What you just said, I'd have to pay that monthly premium.
Yes, and it's quite high.
It's about
400.
That might be the Obama's care solution at 65. So Al, do me a favor.
But see, I'm paying. If you're saying the premium is like 400 a month, I'm paying less than that right now. I'm paying like 270 with Obamacare.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be good for me because I can handle 270 a month. 400 is getting to be a little bit of a stretch.
Well, I would prepare mentally for the 400.
I have not heard of that. Now, again, the whole ACA thing is still relatively new.
That's right.
But I have not heard of that. That question has not come up, and I have not heard of anybody who has actually been kicked out of it based on forcing you to.
Well, then they're not kicking you out. They're giving you the opportunity for a government plan, Medicare.
Right.
So it sounds more and more likely that you do still have the right to health insurance and that you're going to have to pay the amount. I wonder if you just tricked the system right now, went into Obamacare and said you were 65, because your rate for Obamacare isn't going to be 280 all the way to 65, Al. It's going to go up as you get older.
No, that's going to go up. But I imagine the Medicare 400 that you quoted me is also going to go up as well.
Well, here's what I'm guessing. And I might want to double check with Rick. That's why you might want to leave us your phone number. Rick will call you tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, but I've gotten so many different stories.
Now, Rick, I'm not saying Rick will know for sure, but he might know because he deals with this way more often than John and I do. But here's the thing. I think that the price is going to be the same either way. I think Obamacare, there's no need for two government systems once someone's 65. So anyone that doesn't qualify for Medicare just pays for Medicare, and they don't have a need to force force you into Obamacare at 66 years old. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe. So let's leave your information with Ara. And,
I will, and I certainly would appreciate a.
No, I'll put a note in for Rick
if you can find an answer.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't know, Rick's the type of guy I'll just call you and say he can't find.
Well, he knows where to find that stuff. Anyway.
He might know where to find it. Yeah, I think Rick will find it. I'm going to go with a 90% chance Rick will have an answer for you tomorrow sometime, Al.
I'm not the only one that's going to be in this situation.
No, as a matter of fact, what we'll do is I'll make sure that John puts a note in for tomorrow's show.
Because we have so many immigrants coming into the United States, you know, that worked overseas and they didn't work in the United States.
No. You're definitely, I mean, it's not 20% of the population, but it's a good number of people.
I have never heard of anybody, Terry, being forced to pay the 400 plus whatever it is,
so we'll
Medicare premium.
We'll address this in tomorrow's show for anybody else that's wondering out there listening or watching. We'll address it like in the form of an email. We'll just say we had this question yesterday, and we'll see if we can get an answer tomorrow.
Yeah, we can get in touch with Al. Maybe we can.
I thought we'd just do it on the show. Well, we'll call Al personally, but also I'm letting everybody else know. If we do it on the show, it might be something everyone's interested in finding out. My guess, I'm just going to go on the record because I have fun with this. I'm going to guess Medicare is Obamacare at 65, and you pay whatever it is. So.
All right. Hang on, Al. We'll get your information, and maybe we can talk to you back on the show again tomorrow. Interesting question. I'm surprised it hasn't come up on the program, but anyway. All right. That's why you take questions. That's why you call. That's why we answer these questions. If you have any others, stick around. 877-PLANNER. We got more to come here. Emails, phone calls, lines open. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes from Lucia Capital Group coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Market strategy, investing, Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, answering your money questions. We're here for you every day, talking to you about your money. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Now, what I was able to find on the whole, and this is kind of what I suspected, but if you're over 65 and don't qualify for Medicare, as our last caller did, according to the information I've seen, you are eligible at that point to get coverage at healthcare.gov. That's at the marketplace. If you do not qualify for Medicare, and of course, if you meet the qualifications, income and all that kind of thing, that stuff and dependents, you may be eligible for some of the subsidies as well. So
I just
this is just
I
one
just
of our sources.
And that's a source that says that you can. So I believe that. I mean, although you can't believe everything you read on the internet, right? So, but I still think, unfortunately for Al, there's no insurance company out there that's backing up this Obamacare that's going to give it to you any less than the Medicare will.
So what you're saying is,
I'm saying I don't care whether it goes to Medicare or whether it goes to Obamacare, the price is going to be the price, and it's not going to be $270 at 65 years old, unfortunately.
He's 58, I think he said, and he was paying $270.
7 years from now.
And I don't know what kind of coverage that offers. Maybe it's a big deductible, or maybe he doesn't have a whole lot of income and qualified for some of the subsidies. But you're saying that at age 65, you don't see any way that it's going to be less than what the Medicare premium would be for somebody who hasn't paid into it.
Yeah. I just don't see any. There's no common sense reason why, I'm not going to name an insurance company. The big insurance company backing Obamacare is going to offer it to you through the government exchange, the Affordable Care Act, any different than Medicare is going to offer it to you.
Yeah, which doesn't seem all that affordable to me, frankly. But that's maybe
there's nothing affordable about affordable health care. I was just
I
telling you during
that.
The break.
Yeah.
A lot of people. It's gonna be crazy, and unfortunately, the election is gonna happen, or unfortunately, however you look at it, is gonna happen the same time or a month or so before the open enrollments, and everybody in America finds out now that everything's fully implemented, what the insurance companies are gonna have to charge for health insurance beginning at the end of this year, 2017. In my opinion, will be. I can't even begin to tell you how large the increases in health insurance are gonna be for everybody, and you just better prepare yourself. Financially, mentally, and every other.
Well,
what
about on the? You're talking about regular work related or through employment based,
yes.
Employer based.
Absolutely. Yep.
What about through the exchanges?
They're going to go up too. I don't know if they're going to go up at the same rate as the.
So maybe
the
everybody has to switch over to those plans and get off the work plans, which is maybe what the folks, what the companies are trying to force people to do anyway.
And that's what we're going to remain to see. So I'm going to have to make a decision at the end of this year: do I want to pay X dollars through my employer, or do I want to opt out and go on to that?
Yeah, which, maybe the direction a lot of employers are going.
Wow.
Because it costs employers quite a bit more than it costs the employees to be covered under these health plans.
Is it mandatory for an employer with 50 or more employers to offer health insurance, though?
I believe it is,
yeah,
right?
I think it is, yeah.
Right.
Which so
means, you, doesn't mean they're not going to offer it, but they're going to say, here's
how
much
out?
It's going to cost.
Yeah.
Well, you can always opt out, but you have to have some kind of health insurance.
Yeah, I talked about this the other day. There's going to be these huge catastrophic policies that for people that have assets, you're just going to have to accept a $10,000 deductible to keep your premium normal. And just pray nothing happens to any of your family members.
Well, it's not just that. There are people on the exchange that are having to, you know, just to keep the costs down. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if like he said, Al said, you know, $270 he can afford. I don't know what sort of deductibles.
I don't know what income he's qualifying under. I know this. If you have a decent amount of income at all and you go on Obamacare, it's no cheaper than going out and getting it at work.
Even if you don't have a decent amount of income. I mean, I've looked at it. And if you're in the single and you're in the $30,000 range, you're subsidies get cut dramatically.
Yeah, I think it's anything over $27,000.
Then if you're under about $20,000. Yeah. I just ran some numbers just to see what it looked like, and it was pretty high. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We're going to get to some of this stuff on equity index annuities after the break at the bottom of the hour, because I had some folks asking us about a topic that we discussed. It was either last week or earlier this week. I've lost track. But here's one of these other retirement myths, and I'm going to bring this up to you, Terry Keyes. Tell me if you agree. You will be in a higher income tax bracket in retirement than you are in general during your working years. To me, that is an absolute myth, but what do you say?
I disagreed with you on the first one. I'm going to agree with you on this one, but this is because this is what I see every day. 90% of America retires on equal to or less income. They're on a lower tax bracket.
Right.
Number one, the first thing that helps you is Social Security isn't fully taxable. So if you're using Social Security to partially replace some of your working income,
mm-hmm.
it's not 100% taxable like your income is.
Right.
So there's a savings right there in taxes.
Exactly.
Right? And if you live on $100,000 a year and you make $100,000 a year and you still take $100,000 in retirement, just the fact that part of it's coming from Social Security lowers the amount of taxes you're
Sure, because a certain percentage is right. not going to be taxed.
And I can't think of a person in the last decade that I've met with in retirement planning that is taking a larger income in retirement, earned income, taxable income
mm-hmm.
than they were earning or making when they were
You know, maybe you have somebody who worked a couple of jobs where they have fairly good sized pensions. You know, you have somebody who was a firefighter or, you know,
there's no pension in the world that's more than what you were making.
But if they're getting maybe they had a pension and maybe they had they worked outside of it too and they had a 401k somewhere.
Well, I have that situation, but here's what happens in that situation. I have one. I have a police officer who his pension is equal to what his pay was, 100% pretty much by the time he retired.
Right.
And they did save $600,000, but they aren't touching the $600,000 because they don't need to. So they're still, until you take the money out of it. Now, where he might be stuck in a little bit is when he turns 70 and a half.
Yeah.
He's going to be in a little bit higher tax bracket. But again, I just said 90% don't have that problem.
Right, exactly.
How many people fit that scenario?
So why do I see this so many times where people say,
it's a myth. People want you to do Roths more than anything else. Why would you do a Roth? I mean, I've told this story 1,000 times, even on the air. The day we started offering the Roth 401k at our company here, I went into Rick's office and begged him, or tried to convince him, I should say, for an hour, of why it would be smarter for me for the final 17 to 20 years of my career to do the Roth 401k. And he kept looking at me and saying, are you stupid?
For not doing a Roth?
No, he told me, there's no reason for you. There's no way in a million years you're ever going to retire in a higher tax bracket than you're working in. And therefore, doing a Roth while you're working makes no sense. What you need to do is put as much as you can in the non-Roth 401k, keep your pre-tax earnings down,
mm-hmm.
and live on equal to or less money, which I will, than we're currently making when we retire.
Well, but I mean, you're not just saying that nobody should contribute to a Roth, are you?
No, I'm saying people that are going to retire in a lower tax bracket.
Which is 90% of the people, though.
Well, no, because when you're 30 years old, then it's a whole different scenario. I'm talking about people preparing for retirement. His whole argument for me was, if you were 35 mm-hmm. years old, maybe. But not at 50 years old. You're
because
not
you're
going
to be able to, over 35, 40
the
years.
The growth of the Roth will offset it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where you would hope over 30 years or 35 years.
My whole point is, almost nobody retires in a higher tax bracket.
But you got a plan for this. But we talked, too, about people converting some of their pre-tax IRAs and converting them into Roths. But we don't do it necessarily for the tax-free growth, although you do get that. You're talking about doing so to lessen the tax bite once required minimum distribution age hits, right?
Yeah, and if you're in such a low tax bracket the day you retire that it doesn't really cost you much to convert them, then then it's worth it. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
So if somebody is
I almost never recommend that anybody in a 25% tax bracket at all, once they retire, do any Roth conversions.
What if they're going to be, some are in the same tax bracket.
But if they're in the 25, even if that's the same one or not, I don't recommend you do it.
Because it's better to have the tax break now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, when there's just exactly, you're not going to gain anything because you're taking it out now and taking it right back in a few more years. Well, it doesn't do anything for you.
So it's better to reduce your tax bill now and pay less later, is what you're saying.
Yeah, or leave everything alone.
Well, we know that the tax brackets are getting bigger, so there's a chance later on you could be, whether even if you thought you're going to be in the same, that you could be in a lower bracket. Because of the way the brackets sort of creep up like that.
That's an unknown, yeah.
Who knows? Okay, 877-PLANNER. We got lines open. Call now. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes from Lucia Capital Group. Brain Trust standing by to answer your money questions when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes. It's your last day of school today, Terry.
Yep.
So you got a little break from the school, from the show, and from school. As we welcome Professor Plum back to the fold tomorrow here, he'll be in doing his usual thing with me tomorrow. By the way, speaking of Professor Plum, you can meet him in person. And normally you can meet Terry Keyes, but he won't be here at the Santa Clara workshop, which happens a week from Saturday, April 30th. But you can meet Professor Plum. John Ellis, the local advisor, many of you already know him. He's world famous now. If you want to join the Brain Trust in Santa Clara, you can do so a week from Saturday. You've got to go to wealthed.com, our website, sign up. It's all free, wealthed.com, April 30th, Santa Clara, California, right there, almost adjacent to Levi's Stadium. Levi's Stadium. Did I say that right?
Home of the Santa Clara 49ers.
Santa Clara 49ers. Ah, well, you know. It's actually very nice. I have not seen a football game there, but I understand it's a wonderful venue.
Yeah, it's the latest greatest. So
yeah, that and the other thing I got to
do
is see
the LA Rams stadium gets built. It'll be the nicest stadium.
We've got a couple of years for that anyway.
Two
actually,
is all,
huh?
Two.
That's
already,
true.
It's under construction. They already cleared the ground. They're building.
You know, we don't have
the Rams are no longer. I mean, they are the LA Rams. They're playing in LA this year.
To me, they've always been the L.A. Rams.
Well, that's true.
I never really said St. Louis Rams. I'm sorry. I apologize to St. Louis.
They have the first overall pick in the draft.
Yes,
they do.
Big
controversy over that.
Well, okay. There's got to be a little bit of controversy. Uh-huh. But anyway.
Late breaking news here on Bucket Strategy Investing. The Eagles just traded with the Browns for the number two overall pick. That's big news. The draft is coming up here.
We have never talked about that on this program.
That's the first time ever. But
all right.
For anybody out there driving around that's a regular Bucketeer that listens to us that also happens to enjoy sports like I do, I just flashed on my iPad here that the Eagles have taken the number two spot in the draft with a trade from the Browns. The Browns
okay, Browns it. Are making some noise.
Well, the Browns obviously weren't going to go for a quarterback, so they said, why keep number two?
We're going to see what happens there. They got an itchy fan base. Okay, so, but. As I was saying, Santa Clara, which means the Brain Trust will be there talking about money, and maybe you have a sports question you can ask later on after the show, but you can get on board.
Go to wealthed.com to register.
That's it, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealth, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. It's all free. All the advice that you get is free, and it's worth, I was going to say it's worth every penny. It's actually worth a whole lot more than that. Ask your money questions and talk to the Brain Trust. Meet them. Learn all about retirement income strategies. April 30th, a week from Saturday. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. I want to get this off the table here, Terry, before we get to your retirement articles. I know you have a couple of things on that. But we had a discussion at some point, and it might have been last week, I can't recall, but we were talking a little bit about equity index annuities and how they work. And the question that came up that we didn't get to was, from one of the listeners, what is the difference between a fixed annuity and an index annuity? Can you please clear that up? And then there was a follow-up question as well.
I thought it was only one question per person.
No, it's not. This is two questions. This
you
might
can
be
have
two different...
like at, the, at the press conference, you can
you
have
may.
Multiple parts.
Absolutely.
I love the people when the president gets up and they ask a reporter, and the reporter says, well, I have three parts to my question. It's three different questions.
Of course it is. Yes.
How they get their three questions in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. An index annuity versus a
fixed annuity and an index annuity. Please explain that.
Easy. A fixed annuity is a CD at an insurance company. A fixed annuity is a pre-declared fixed rate of return for a certain period of time. 3 years,
just like
5 years,
CD
7 years. Yeah. So a fixed annuity, if you want a 5-year fixed annuity and the insurance agent tells you the rate is 2.45, then the insurance company is pretty much guaranteeing you, based on their claims paying, their ability to pay it, a 2.4% rate of return each and every year for those 5 years, and longer if you want to stay in.
And you don't recognize that interest until after, or realize that interest until after
the end of the
contract
period.
Is over.
And if you exchange
right?
it for another one, or keep the contract for 20 years, you don't realize it.
Right. So there's no tax to be paid along
until,
the way
until you withdraw.
And they call it an annuity, but as you said, you called it a CD-like.
It's a savings account at an insurance company.
But it's still called an annuity, meaning that it's an instrument that could be
if
annuitized.
You want
it,
those ones aren't generally annuitized. People aren't buying them for that purpose. They don't have any need for that.
No.
They're buying it to get a 2.4% rate of return. That's a fixed annuity.
Okay, that's a fixed annuity.
Now, in 1995, a really cool insurance company from Boston, Massachusetts said, you know what, maybe that's not enough for people. Maybe people would like to participate in this game a little bit with us, and maybe we can find a way to offer them a potential, keyword, potential higher rate of return. How about, I don't give you a 2.4% guarantee for 5 years. How about we tie your rate of return each and every year to an index, like the S&P 500. So whatever that index does, we'll give you. But I can only give it up to you to a certain amount called the cap rate, the cap amount. The reason I can only give it to you is because I have to buy insurance behind the scenes, the insurance company does, to make sure I can earn that money to give it to you.
So there's a cost to the insurance company right
off. When you buy those types of options and you do the spreads and those things that they do behind the scenes to offer that, you're not investing in the S&P 500. And the reason is you don't have any downside potential. Your principal is still protected just like the first one,
right?
Just like the fixed one. The only difference is, you're trying to get higher than 2.4 per year.
But
you may or you may not. You don't know. What if there was five straight years of zero S&P 500 performance? Then you wouldn't get it.
Now, if the S&P goes negative, you're not
you
losing.
You just get a zero, though. That's
right.
The good thing about it.
Right.
Good news is zero in that situation is your hero. Zero is what you want, and you don't.
It's like having
you don't suffer the downside of the S&P.
Right. It's like having a glass of water with a line on it. If the water goes below because there's a drought, they're going to refill, make
just
sure.
Just back to the line.
Right. They're going to use their own water and refill it to the line. But, of course, if you have a really good year where there's all kinds of rain and it goes above a certain line, they're going to take that off.
And only up to a certain amount.
Correct. Yes.
And it's not that the insurance company is keeping the rest of what the S&P does. The insurance company doesn't take a chance and go out and invest all the money in the open S&P index.
No.
They could, but they'd be crazy to do it.
They'd be nuts.
So what they do is they buy options behind the scenes. So your cap rate could be a 5%, a 6% cap rate, whatever it is. And anytime the S&P is up over those 5 years, you can get that. Now, if the S&P, if you had a 5% cap rate and the S&P were up five straight years at an amount of 5 or higher, you'd get 5 all years. That's the best case scenario on that product.
Mm-hmm.
If it were up 3 years and down 2 years, you'd get nothing for 2 years and 3 fives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
3 fives is 15. There's a reason I chose that. 15 divided by the 5 years was a 3% rate of return. It's still better than the 2.4, all right? So the reason I like an index annuity, there aren't many times out of every five-year period of time where very few times, all the way back to 1950 and beyond, mm-hmm. that there's that many times where the S&P is negative 2 out of every 5 years. As a matter of fact, how many years in a row have we had a positive S&P 500 currently?
Currently, I don't have that in front of me. Do you have that? Do you have that?
We're in our seventh year. You've quoted it before, actually, the bull market.
I probably have. I don't pay attention to what I say.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't know what I say.
Talk. We're in our seventh year of positive S&Ps.
Okay. So you're saying year over year.
Yeah. So if you did this in 2009, June of 2009, you never got a zero.
Right.
So far.
I almost look at it as, you know, when they guarantee, when they put a floor on like that, and the S&P goes down, you know, if it went down 10%, that's almost to me like earning 10%.
Well, it is if your other alternative was to be in the open market.
Exactly.
Or if you go to a cocktail party and your friends are in the S&P 500
and they're down 10,
they're all down 10, you're laughing at them because you're even. And anytime you're down less in a down market and up some in an up market, you probably have a better rate of return overall than someone that's in the open markets.
And that to me is a gain. So that's the difference between a fixed annuity
and an index annuity, and that's what a cap rate is.
And the index annuity simply allows you to perhaps earn a little bit more.
Hopefully. There's no guarantee of it. But historically speaking, if you look back at the S&P 500, historically, you will have done better with an S&P.
But
there's no guarantee that
forward. Of course.
I mean, is it possible we could have 3 out of every 5 years for the next 30 years at negative S&Ps?
Anything's possible. We don't know. But now on a fixed annuity, it has nothing whatsoever to do with whatever happens in any particular index.
No, they just invest in their general account, the insurance company does. If they're earning 3.5 or 4,
right,
they may offer you 2.4, they make the spread.
So regardless of what the market does, zero or otherwise, you're still getting your rate of return for that particular period of time.
You are out of the market. You've chose to go a different direction. That's a
now these index annuities, we're talking about equity index annuities. Is that
fixed,
what we're talking
we
about?
Call them, we're not allowed to use that term anymore.
Well, that's right. They're not
insurance
fixed
commissioners took that away
annuities.
Several years ago.
Yes.
They're called fixed index annuities. And the reason is, when they're called an equity index annuity, insurance agents out there promoting them like an equity investment. And they're not. And that's what upsets me. I'm glad they did it. Because when you use the word equity, you think of that you're in the equities market. You are not. You're in a fixed annuity. So it's called a fixed index annuity. It's a fixed annuity, just like the first one I explained.
Right.
But your interest rate is tied to an index instead of a guaranteed pre-declared rate.
And there are different indexes that they use. They don't just use
the S&P
500.
They use the Russell. They use the European, the IFA. They use the Shearson Lehman Bond or whatever it's called
right.
now.
Yeah.
They use lots of different things.
And what they're doing is simply looking at the performance of that index. They walk over and they see it. They get what it is.
Who, the client or the insurance company?
No, the insurance company.
Insurance company is buying options on that index behind the scenes is
right.
what they're doing.
But they say, how do we credit this person's account? Well, we're going to go look at it. Whatever that number is, we'll use that number. But you are not actually in the equities market.
Never invested in the markets. You're not in equities. You're
no.
in a fixed product at a fixed insurance company.
Exactly. And that's where the confusion comes. And this is going to lead to the second question that we'll cover along with trivia, et cetera, on this that we had left over. And the difference, I'm sorry, I've heard they're like investing in the stock market, but with no risk. Well, we're going to have Terry answer that question.
Well, I think we just did, but we can go into more detail.
Well, that's what I mean, a little bit more detail.
Right. This,
that's why it leads into it. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, Brain Trust, answering more of your questions when we come back.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that,
That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Huh? Fire and Rain.
There it is.
That's
it,
reminding you to do the trivia.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember the connection between Fire and Rain.
I'll make that connection in just a minute for you.
You're going to do this?
Just yesterday morning.
Okay.
They let me know.
1971. January of 71. Suzanne, how about that for some music trivia for you, huh?
We've been waiting 2 hours for that little 7 second
I forgot
clip.
About it.
I haven't forgotten. It's in my head. It's one of those songs.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you want to email us, it's wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Okay, so we do the trivia first. We'll do my trivia.
We didn't do yours right now? Get it out of the way?
Well, we didn't
since,
do it.
Since
yeah.
The music played.
Okay, well, this one today comes from, oddly enough, this is from United Van Lines. Why are they sending me stuff?
What does United Van Lines do, a survey every time they pick something up at your house?
I guess I don't know. But they said this, for every seven
now
families.
Now that I've got your couch, can you ask a couple of quick questions for me? What the heck? All right. I don't
Jerry,
know
you're a whole lot of fun.
Where do they get this information from?
Well, okay, listen, here's it. For every seven families that moved into Oregon last year, just three families moved out.
That's a net 4 increase.
You did the math.
Yep.
That makes Oregon the top moving destination state. Now, for every one family that moved into New Jersey last year, two families moved out, placing New Jersey last on the same list.
This is the easiest explainable. It's absolutely true, those stats, obviously.
Right.
They sound 100% accurate. They're easy to explain. First of all, Oregon. Weed and rain.
Oh, I see where you're
people,
going.
There must be a lot of people like to smoke marijuana legal in Oregon as of last year. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And it rains all the time. So it's people that like that type of a weather and probably helps the marijuana grow. So that's an easy one. People that want to get in and be able to just go down to the store every day and buy their marijuana. Now, New Jersey?
Yeah.
You know why two are moving out for everyone?
I'm afraid to ask, Terry, but why?
If your governor blocked the freeway so you couldn't even get on a bridge,
right.
Why would you live in a state like that?
That was a couple of years ago.
What he has the capability of doing it again? We don't know. So they said, you know what? I'd rather go to another state where the bridges, where the governors allow free access to the bridges.
You came up with this.
Yeah, pretty quick, too.
It wasn't the guy. I thought it was the assistant or the one of the. All right.
No.
Okay. All
you
right.
That's almost as bad as talking about the NFL draft on
Terry,
the
Terry, you know what? Well, Professor Plop, I'll be glad to have him back, but I'm going to miss you.
Well, I'll see if I can sneak in during my travels here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you will be traveling, and there will be more. I mentioned the workshop that you won't be there on April 30th with Professor Plum in Santa Clara, but there will be more coming up. I don't know necessarily in the spring session. They were trying to get a few plugged in for May. If not, you're going to start up these workshops again, I believe, late August, early September, right?
We are going to sneak a couple of springs and a couple of early falls in that we don't normally do.
Right, okay.
Popular demand.
Exactly. Now, some of these will be a little smaller, more
fine, yeah.
Intimate.
I mean, sometimes they're more fun when there's only 35 people there or something, you know?
Oh, that's fine, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'd keep it between, you know, 35, 65, something like that. It just depends.
I've got an article for you, John.
All right. Okay. I'll let you do what you want to do.
We've talked about this a lot in the last few days since I've been on with you, and that is all of a sudden we wake up and the Dow's over 18,000 again.
Right,
the S&P's at 2,100.
Yes.
Investor optimism is not flashing a danger sign yet.
This according to some article here.
Yeah, they say that a long-time lesson of investing is that too much optimism is a bad thing.
Oh, we know that.
They refer to irrational exuberance from Robert Shiller, the Yale professor, who used that term that became famous.
I think
when the real estate bubble was about, irrational exuberance.
Right.
They're referring to the Yale professor.
Okay.
They say, but fortunately, we are not there yet. Even though the Dow Industrial is above 18,000, we're not quite there. There's not that much investor optimism yet. Now, they do say, though, that there's something called the art of contrary thinking.
Whoa.
And that is when everyone thinks alike. When we get to that point, which we're not there yet, though, when everyone thinks alike, everyone is likely to be wrong. There's your quote of the day. When everyone thinks alike, everyone is likely to be wrong.
Well, and hence that's true. And hence the Buffett statement, I guess it was Buffett, who said invest when there's, be scared when others are fearful and...
No.
No. Okay.
Be greedy when they're
fearful. And fearful when others are greedy.
Greedy, exactly.
And that's what it was. And, of course, mm-hmm. You saw this. You recall. How can you not see this when you're in the middle of it? I remember distinctly being at baseball games in the late 1990s, and even into early, it's probably late 1990s. Instead of other baseball scores during the innings, they had stock quotes. Now, when they're giving stock quotes to people rather than baseball scores, I know that people are way too optimistic,
okay.
Honestly.
All right, here's why they say we're not there yet, okay? These stock market timers that tell you how much you should have in the market, they track those too.
Yes.
They have indexes around it. The Hubert Stock Newsletter Sentiment Index. There's an actual index based on sentiment.
Hubert?
Yeah, I don't know what. Hulbert?
Or Hulbert. Hulbert. Mark Hulbert.
Yeah, Hulbert.
Okay.
This average currently stands at 47%, which means they want you to have only 40% in. That's not extremely optimistic in their opinion.
Wait, what does it mean? What is it?
The timers say you should, in general, the index.
The
of all the
timers,
based on all their newsletters,
that
I love to make fun of all the time, are saying you should only have 47% in. When they're at 75, 85, 90, that's when there's too much exuberance.
So
that's what everyone's doing. So what they're saying is based on this information, this useless information.
No, actually, this is useful information.
Well, it is.
But
it is.
I got you.
But based on this.
Yeah.
That what they're saying is we got a long way to go. Maybe we might see Dow 20,000. We're not people aren't overly exuberant. Not everyone's thinking alike yet. Not everybody's all in yet.
Is it because a lot of people seem to be saying, "Oh gosh, we're at all time highs. It's time to start pulling back."
Right. So
this bull market is now 80 something months old.
And
the average is about 60, so it's almost 2 years older than the average bull market since 1950.
They can actually that index can actually get to negative.
Which index?
That Hulbert index. I was thinking there. How can it be negative 31%? It was last February. The negative reading means that the average short-term market timer is actually net short the market.
Okay,
so only are they out, they're shorting it.
And that's what they did in February, just a couple of months back.
Yeah.
And guess what happened, by the way,
this past
after
February?
Okay, it hit some kind of a recent low, like early February. Where has it gone since then?
It's a pretty quick turnaround. They were negative 31 in February, and they're positive 47 right now.
Okay, if you're after these market timers and you're following these market timing newsletters, you're nuts.
And what do these numbers mean to you, people that are watching and listening? Bucket Strategy Investing, absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Because this is no way to manage market volatility. The best way to manage market volatility is to have a strategy. Have a strategy. And if you want one, you can call the people here at Lucia Capital Group anytime you want at 1-800-640-7000. 1-800-644-1150. 1-800-644-1150. Rick, the Professor Plum, or myself will work with a qualified financial advisor somewhere near you. No cost, no obligation. We're going to build a strategy that works for you.
Wow, I got nothing to say except thank you, Terry Keyes. We'll bring Professor Plum back tomorrow. You were remarkable as always.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate that. For Terry Keyes, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.